Good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's time for high school football action. Week 9, the end of the regular season. Mikey Smith is here real quick. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, there he is. Drinking his Mountain Dew, getting his Trevi's pizza inside him right now. It is our pregame show before the kickoff here on Parents Night at Brown City High School. Our third look at the Brown City Green Devils. We saw them in week 1, and we saw them, I think, in week 4 against the Decatur Eagles. Undefeated so far, looking to go 9-0. Against what this is the NCTL unofficial conference championship, by the way. It's the Stars and Stripes division champions up against each other. For the Stripes, it is the Bay City All Saint Cougars making their trip here at Brown City High School to take on the Brown City Green Devils, the NCTL Stars division champions. First league title outright since 1994 and first since 1999. This is their first NCTL title. And first 8-player football last year. They were independent when they made all the way to the state semifinals and a loss to Martin. But that was last year. This is this year. So far, so good. They've ran through the NCTL schedule, and now they're up against the best team right now overall in the Stripes division. Stripes versus Stars division in the NCTL here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. Later on, Mikey Smith will join me here at Brown City High School for a pregame show. For high school, 8-player football, Brown City Green Devils hosting the Bay City All-St. Cougars on 92.5 FM and streaming online at stlakebroadcasting.com. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM, our pregame show here. Let's talk about the Bay City All-St. Cougars. History was made for them also winning the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division title. Last year, they were 5-4 overall and 4-3 in league play. This year, more success for the Bay City All-Saints. Getting the league title, the first in 20 years, for the Bay City All-St. Cougars. Congratulations to them winning the NCTL Stripes division. They are 7-1 overall, 7-0 in league play also. And they defeated the Akron Fairgrove Vikings last week to become the North Central Thumb League Stripes division champions, winning 47-6. Mikey Smith joining us here.
Yeah, I got the sign hung up.
Thank you, sir.
So we can promote.
Yes, doing our best here.
Yeah.
The All Saints, head coach Eric Gust in his 10th season, over two stints as head coach at his alma mater here. And they are here after their program's first 8-game winning streak since its state semifinal run in 1997, a full 20 years since the program's last league title. All Saints reclaim its gridiron glory, taking down Akron Fairgrove at Akron Fairgrove 47-6 in a winner take all for the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division A-Player Football Championship, and they did it, winning last a league crown in 2003 when it finished in a three-way tie in the Greater Thumb West. Remember that?
I do remember that.
The only outright conference title that All Saints owned prior to this one came in 1996, also marks the first league championship for any Bay County football team, according to MLive, Lee Thompson writing this article in 13 years. Great win for the All Saints last week to get this league title. Let's talk about their players. Bay City All Saints offense, sophomore quarterback Jack Wetters. In fact, it's kind of wet outside right now.
It is very wet outside.
48 completions out of 76 for 889 yards and 14 touchdown passes. And the receiving yards, Bo Williams, one of the top players here for the Bay City All Saint Cougars. He's got 557 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns. Charlie Warren of the All Saints, 86 receiving yards, 1 touchdown and 2 touchdowns for Dorian McNary of the All Saints, 107-yard reception. So you know the ball is going to Bo Williams pretty much 90% of the time. Rushing-wise, Jack Wetters, the quarterback also. Using the 8-player football, Mikey, These quarterbacks, dual threats.
Oh, yeah, they can move when needed. The field is wide open.
Jack Wetters, 904 rushing yards, 78 carries, 11.6 yards per carry, and has 20 touchdowns on the season so far.
And just a sophomore.
Bo Williams, again, receiving and rushing. He has 601 receiving yards and 12 touchdowns. Dorian McNary, rushing yards, 248, 5 TDs on the ground. And Charlie Warren pitches in with 137 yards also. Points scored as a team, 154 for Bo Williams. Jack Wetters, a second-leading scorer, with 142 points. Dorian McNary of the All Saints with 54 points also. So they have some offensive weapons out
there.
They
really do. They said we can pass the ball around the yard, we can rush it, whatever we want to.
Looking on the season, and back in week 1, they lost to Auburn Hills Oakland Christian 22-16. That's a common opponent between the Brown City Green Devils and the All Saints.
That's their only loss of the season, correct?
That's right. And then they came back in week two, though, and shut out the North Huron Warriors 49-0 later on. And week three, they defeated New Haven Merritts, who's got some offensive output also with the Mustangs, 58-0. And then defeating Caseville 56-0. This is the Stripes division league games for the All Saints. They took care of Peck 74-8. And the win over Carson for Fort Sanlac, 63-14, beating Ashley 66-0. And then last week, 47-6 to win the NCTL Stripes division title, 47-6.
They've only given up, what did I just see? 50 points on the season.
Wow.
So that it was their biggest defensive lack of defensive ever was week one in that 22-16 loss.
To Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian, who's a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. It is parents' night. All the parents are lined up here on there the track here in front of us.
Senior band, senior football, and senior cheerleading.
Want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Burton, the athletic directors, co-director Tony Burton and Cindy Burton for setting us up here at Brown City High School. That's what we're talking about, the Bay City All-St. Cougars. They got offense.
They do.
Looks pretty good on paper.
I was
we'll
going to
say it reflects on the field.
You said 50 points given up, 429 scored over across eight games.
All right. When we come back, we got some Brown City stats for you also in our pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM. It's high school eight player football. Brown City hosting the All Saint Cougars from Bay City. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The Brown City Green Devils, another successful year, picking up where they left off last year, where they lost in the state semifinals, but it's still a great year in first-year and eight-player football for Brown City and the success they had last year. This year, what have they done so far, Mikey?
So far, you said undefeated on the year, 8-0, 364 points scored, 83 points scored against. So another stout offense, stout defense. Are they getting ready for the national anthem here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't got my mic up there, so you can carry on.
Yeah. Week one, win against Peck, 68-6. Following week against Dryden was a 66-0 win. And then against Kingston, week three, a 38-20 win. The following week, Deckerville, another win, 46-28. After that, Atherton win, 38-16. And then Mayville, a big win over Mayville, 60-0. Oakland Christian was a 28-13 win.
That's that common opponent they had.
That common opponent.
Along with Peck, I think they had the common opponent. They both played, so.
There you go. And then last week, a win, a 20-0 win over KPAC. So when need be, they got the offense to score as they put up a 60-burger, a 66-burger this year, and gave up a couple touchdowns.
And they've also gone through those juggernauts of teams. Started off with Kingston in the game against Decker, but that we had covered.
Yeah, that was a run right there.
Yeah, and then Burton Atherton and then Mayville, some of the top teams in the NCTL division.
They had a solid five games in a row where they had tough opponents, and they pulled off the wins.
And tell me the score in that Kingston one.
That Kingston win, 38-20.
And then the Deckerville one that we were at there.
We covered that one, 46-28.
It was a little close in that game, and then Brown City pulled away.
Well, so. Touchdown on that last play of the game.
And took care of Burton Atherton and Mayville, but then they had trouble near the end of the season. Kind of curious what teams had figured out there.
Right.
You know, KPAC, that was a 20-0 win last week. Well, there was a lot of rain. You were at the Kingston-Mayville game.
And it rained all night.
Yeah, same that our Marlette game in Reese, too.
All night long.
So, yeah. I'll tell you what the Brown City Green Devils have done so far also. Last week was homecoming, by the way. Team total yards, 2,245 yards rushing, 804 passing yards. Lawson Cooper, the QB dual threat, 13 rush TDs and 11 TD passes, 620 rushing yards for the Brown City Green Devils. Now, they've got so many weapons in the backfield also. It's not just him. We have also three touchdowns apiece for Bryce Halbert, Connor Vandenberg, also Ethan Worrell. Three receiving touchdowns for Connor Vandenberg also. So along with his three rushing touchdowns. Ethan Warren also has a touchdown reception. Mulholland, Klein Mulholland with two rushing touchdowns also. Bryce Halbert, as I said, with three. So that's what you got for the Brown City Green Devils. As I said, over 2,245 rushing yards, 804 passing yards, and Cooper, as I said, just 620 rushing yards. So imagine the rest of those rushing yards are all spread out through K-Line Mulholland, Connor Vandenberg, Bryce Helberts, and they have many weapons, and that's what you got to look out for. But they had that trouble with the KPEC Chiefs last week, but they were able to pull away and then stuck to the game plan, and that's what they did. And they were able to get the win and still remain undefeated at this point at 7-0. We'll be right back. Get ready here for kickoff. The Brown City Green Devils and the Bay City All-Saint Cougars. It is the NCTL Unofficial Conference Championship. Stars and Stripes Division Champions facing off against each other here on this week 9, end of the regular season. Sunday Selection Show coming up on Sunday also 6 p.m. as we'll find out who makes it to the playoffs, who win, and where this coming Sunday for the playoffs come next week. We'll be right back here on 92.5 FM WBGV. All right, looks like they started to start off the kickoff a little early here, and they get things rolling. All Saints return the ball at the 33-yard line to start off the first series of offense for the Bay City All Saint Cougars in the light blue pants with the white jerseys and the blue outlined by black. Here we go with the miss snap. It goes in the backfield and a lost snap. It'll be down at around the 15-yard line, a loss of at least 18 yards on that one. No signal yet. All Saints did recover on that high snap. Looks like it'll be at the 16-yard line, so a loss of about 17 yards on that one. They had it at the 31 or 33-yard line from what I recall. So that ball will be placed. Looks like a first and second. Well, first, yeah, it'll be second down and about a whole bunch there. A loss of about 20-something yards, and 31 yards that is. So it'll be second and 31. The carry there for the All Saints to gain it right back to the 25, 26-yard line with the carry. I do believe that was Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Mikey Smith back here. Ball at the 26-yard line now. It'll be third down and 15 after the loss of yards. Keeper, and he looks like he's slipping on the field there. But got positive yards. Wetters getting to about the 30-yard line. And he'll make that 29. So still going to be short substantially, be fourth down. And about 13, 14 yards on that one, Mikey. And just that high snap, costly on this first series of offense.
Yeah, they started going in the wrong direction at the very start. Not raining down there at all, but this field is wet.
Did you get more Trevies?
I did.
All right.
And a pretzel.
Really, they got pretzels.
They do got soft pretzels.
All right, fourth down and 13. Back to punt it off on this four and out because of that high snap. Getting the snap. We'll punt it off.
Bad punt. It didn't even go 10 yards.
Right, and recovered by the Brown City Green Devils.
Woo.
So, yeah, it didn't really go anywhere. In great field position, number 30 recovering it. That is Bright Halberts, whose name you'll hear a lot. Look at all those cheerleaders. Look at those junior cheerleaders out here tonight.
It is a packed house.
Ball will be at the 23-yard line to start off for Brown City Green Devils, their first series of offense.
They're going to come up with a very short field. You say first and 10 on the 23 of All Saints. Come out with those split backs left and right. Cooper up under center tight. He's going to go forward with it. Lead blocker still on his feet, chugging along into that mid-level. Inside the 20, we have a red zone opportunity already.
Number four with the tackle. And that was Robbie Ballard, whose name you'll hear a lot defensively. And they're doing this hurry-up offense. That's 7-yard gain there for Cooper.
7-yard gain for number seven. They're going to go much, maybe a short gain on that.
That's number 30 with the carry. That would be Briar Halbert. Brings up a quick third down already. I don't know if he got any gained on that one.
They're going to give him zero.
Looks like about a 3-yard. That's a long 3 yards. I know that. Maybe 4 yards.
And they'll come back up with that same formation. That is Brown City. The third play, first possession here in the first quarter. Man in motion will get the quick pitch coming left from the right wing. He's going to get a little bit. Not much, though. He'll be short of that first down mark.
Number 23 of the carry. Number 43, despite the stiff arm, able to bring him down with the stiff arm tackle. And Tonio Salinas. And number 23 with a carry, that is Connor Vandenberg. So Brown City, throughout this whole season, really spread the ball out. You really can't key on one offensive player.
Correct. And actually going to be a loss of one on that. So it'll bring a fourth down and four at the 20.
This deep, you're in the red zone, the Thumb Cellular red zone here.
They're just going to go for it.
Overcast of cloudy skies. Was it sprinkling out there still? Kind of misty or not?
No, nope, not at all. Just all right. Wet all over.
But the field is not great
soaking
shape.
Soaking wet. Left wing's going to go in motion. It's going to go with counter to the right wing. And Bay City quick to cover that up. Still shy of that first down to gain.
Number 12 and number 2 with a tackle. Bo Williams and also Jack Wetters, the quarterback. Turnover on down. So a good stop there after that 3-yard gain. Not enough. All Saints take over. We'll be right back here on WBGB. After the turnover on downs, starting from their own 15-yard line, the All Saints gets the carry. Not much to gain there. If any gain there at all, maybe a half a yard loss. Their number 23, Connor Vandenberg, was able to get the tackle. And what was it, Bo Williams?
Yes, on the carry. Coming up on second down, though. It's been tight defense both sides. Down the left sideline, though, is Bo Williams again. Down the visitor's sideline, and he'll have a first down and more.
And number 80 just blasts him out of bounds, but not before he got those big yards to pick up. That was Ryan Binkley-Potts. Gets the hit, but the Bay City All Saints with a big carry down to about the 31, 32-yard line from the 15. So a gain of 17 yards on that one, I believe.
Yep, give him 17 to Bo Williams.
Number 2, highest offensive output, along with Jack Wetters. Shotgun position. Running back right beside him. He'll keep it. Wetters will keep it.
Immediately brought down.
Brought down in the backfield by number 55. Great penetration. That's Robert Neiman for the Brown City Green Devils.
Okay.
And so, it looks like the All Saints kind of recovering from that series of offense. A good stop defensively also, preventing Brown City to capitalize in great
right.
position here.
Get that early score, and they did not. So that was Wetters on the carry. The quarterback keep got zero.
It is packed here at Brown City.
It is.
At least on the Brown City side. All Saints travel pretty good, too.
In that shotgun with a receiver split to the right, man in motion from left. That'd be a pass to Bo Williams, immediately contacted as soon as he got the ball in the hands.
Number 30 with the hit, Briar Halbert. We got a little bit of yards on that one. But it'll be a long third down here, maybe about a 1 or 2 yard pickup would be third down and about 9 3/4.
Yep.
So not much gain in that pass to the right side. Good idea. I mean, they were running a jet sweep play too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so got him in motion. But the Brown City defense quick to cover that up. Coming down midway through this first quarter, still 0-0 is a score.
Mikey Smith just coming back from an anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Also heading back to work, so there's a celebration.
There you go, celebrating at work tonight. In the shotgun, it will be a handoff to Bo Williams trying to get her on that left side again. This time he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage before he's brought down.
Number 51 getting hit with the tackle. Tanner Gingell for the Brown City Green Devils. There's a change of the number here, by the way.
Okay.
Keyline Mulholland will be number 2 now. He was number 1. Number 40, Ben Roseberry, will now be number 1 there, Mikey.
40 is now 1.
So really not much to gain there, Mikey. It'll be fourth down and another punt situation here for the All Saints.
Give them 0 on that carry. Defensive battle both ways. That was the second of offensive possession for Bay City. And standing at his own 20 will be the punter. This one is going to be get off a lot better than that first one. It's going to come down.
A little bit of contact, but incidental.
Mm-hmm.
And that punt was a lot better.
A lot better. We got all the way down to, what is it, at the 35?
We'll be right back here on 92.5. Bring up a second down after the first and 10 incomplete, intended to number 23 to the right side, Connor Vandenberg. Number 12, good defense on him, Jack Wetters.
Connor's going to get the ball again, this time on a run as he goes right up the middle for a nice positive gain. And he was looking for contact after that.
That's number 30 with a carry. I think Briar Halbert had that one.
Yes, he did. Briar Halbert. There you go.
Gain of about maybe 2 long yards on that one.
2 long or a third?
Brings up a third down and 8 ball at about the 30, 30s.
Going to be at the 39.
38, 39?
Yep.
I know they have a weird advantage on their end there.
They do. Going to spread some wide here for the Brown City offense. Two receivers left. Cooper's in the shotgun with the back on his left.
Looking for a pass.
He does, and he's immediately brought down in the backfield. Big sack.
Listen to that All Saints crowd. A big sack in the backfield by two linebackers rushing in. I do believe you got to give credit to Wetters in the backfield and number 18 in the backfield there. Oaks, Lania, and a big loss of yards. Will be fourth down and 20. Ball back at the 29-yard line, it looks like. After that sack, that's some good fantasy points in our thumb toe getter.
It really is.
Fantasy league that I picked up there to get the win, by the way.
Yeah, you are undefeated in that league.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
So a sack against the Brown City Green Devils. All Saints will get the ball back after this punt here. That punt, nobody there going to will be Brown City to down it at around the, looks like around the 31, 32-yard line. Fifth series of offense, and it's the All Saints taking over. We'll be right back here on WBGB. Oh, no, the commercial. First down, a big run there for near 30-plus yards for number 12 quarterback Jack Wetters for the All Saints, and already there in Brown City territory on that play.
Back to the line, and Wetters going to keep it himself as he did the last time, but he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage before he's brought down.
Connor Vandenberg in the backfield to bring him down with the initial contact, along with help for number 35 for the Brown City Green Devils, Robert Browning. Kind of cool to have Brown in your name when you're from, you know, playing for Brown City. But
there you go. Wetter's last, their previous big carry was 33 yards unofficially.
This is the first series of offense. They started at their own 31, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, the ball is at about the 36, 37-yard line, second and nine.
Staying in that shotgun with two backs on either side of Wetter, and he's going to hand off to the left back, coming on a counter, get around the right corner as he is into deeper territory.
That is going to be number 27 with the carry. Dorian McNary, positive yards, third down, and about maybe 1 yard. So an 8-yard carry there for Dorian for Brown Bay City All Saints. Down to about the 28, 27-yard line in Brown City territory.
This is the first time they've been in Brown City territory tonight.
Probably the largest amount of yards by a team so far offensively on the ground.
This early in the game, for sure. Stay in that same formation. That's going to be the shotgun for Wetter, and he's going to keep it with two lead blockers in front of him. He's trying to get back to that line of scrimmage. He does. Short, I think.
He's trying to get the first down.
He did.
Yeah. So I think they give him 2 yards. They're going to bring it right to about the 25-yard line. So he got those 2 yards.
Yep.
One extra to get it. Jack Wetter's the quarterback. With 2 minutes left now in this first quarter. First and 10, ball at the 25 for the All Saints Cougars offense. Mikey Smith trying to wipe the window here. Getting a little foggy in here.
That's something
Looks like they attempted to clean the windows for us.
Yeah.
Now, that last play, he had two running backs, and he was in a shotgun position. A running back in each position in each side. Split wide receivers now.
They're going to have the one back on his right. Left wing went in motion. We're
going to
quick flag, though. That's going to be offense.
All right. We'll be right back. After the penalty, Jack Wetters with a carry. Picked up a couple yards. Be second down and 13. Connor Vandenberg pushing him out of bounds on that last play.
Going back to that original formation with two backs on either side of Wetter. Bo Williams with the carry. Going to their strong side, which is their left side around the corner and down the sideline. And he'll get to the 20-yard line, right at the 20.
Number 30 looks like got the tackle. Breyer Helbert, positive yards once again, but it'll be a long third down. That's a pretty good yardage on that one.
Yep, give him 8. That was on the quarterback keep, right?
Yeah. Third down and 5. No, was it Bo Williams or?
I'm sorry, yeah, Bo Williams.
Bo Williams, number 2, yep. Well, the quarterback has a number 12, so it's hard to see the number.
It is. They have the light blue pants, white jerseys with light blue letters.
Keep it for the quarterback.
Trying to have a lead blocker out in front of him. Ooh. He is smacked on that far sideline.
Wrapped up by number 80 with the big hits. Ryan Binkley Potts for the Brown City Green Devils. Brings up a fourth down and long. I don't think they got any gained on that one.
I don't think so either.
The fourth down and five. That ball placed at about the 20-yard line, right at the red zone for the Bay City All-St. Cougars. This is the furthest they've been in Brown City territory, and obviously a four-down territory moment.
Yes, and that Brown City defense is getting a little tightened up. Bay City will come out with two receivers on the left, one on the right, one back in the I formation. Wetter's in that deep shotgun. Man goes in motion. Wetter's going to look to pass, rolls to his right. He's looking, keeps on his feet. Smacked on the near sideline. They are putting the punishment down.
Number 51, number 7, and Ryan Binkley. No, number 30 all participating in that tackle. Lawson Cooper, Briar Halbert, and Tanner Gingell with the hit and a turnover on downs. And Brown City Green Devils get the ball back, but they'll be starting, as he was short by a yard on that carry. Looks like they'll be starting at about the, maybe about the 16, 17 yard line, it looks like.
First and 10 with a long way to go, but we are winding down this first quarter for Brown City.
A lot of cheerleader spirit out there.
Yeah, there is. Trying to get it right up the middle.
Quarterback keeper for Cooper. On the bottom of that pile for the tackle also, number 18. And that would be Oaks Lania. And it's the end of the first quarter already. Good 5-yard gain there for Cooper. We'll be right back as we start the second quarter here on WBGV 92.5. 0-0 is your score. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. End of the first quarter. 0-0, Mikey. This is what we're hoping to see. Unofficial conference championship in the North Central Thumb League. Stars and Stripes division champions are taking it to each other. Turnover and downs by All Saints. 5-yard gain in the last play there for the Brown City Green Devils.
Both teams this season have put the points on the board, and both defensive have held the teams off the board. So what's going to work tonight? So far, it's all defense to start the second quarter. 0-0 here in front of this Green Devil home crowd.
That's the young junior cheerleaders, by the way, the young elementary ones. That's who's doing all the screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, the numbers look good for that.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they'll be at the 22-yard line, it looks like. Second down and 6 yards to go here.
Eight-player football usually has a lot of scoring, but here this is defensive effort. We have Cooper in the underneath center tight.
Both teams the top NCTL defensive team. They're number 30 with a carry. Pushed out of bounds by number 4 for the Bay City All-St. Cougars, Robbie Ballard. And number 30 with a carry, Briar Halbert. I don't think he got any gain on that one.
I don't think so. A big 0 again.
They're moving a little bit. Maybe they gave him one.
Give him one?
Yeah,
okay.
They give him one. So it'll be third down and 5 now.
Hey, defensive effort for both teams. Now third down and 5. Ball moves out just past the 20 for the Green Devil offense.
Keeper.
Keeper's trying to go up the middle. He didn't go anywhere.
In fact, I think he had a loss of yards in the backfield. Number 60 just wrapped him up there for the Bay City All Saints. Cruz Hassel. I think I'm saying that right. J-A-S-S-O.
Sound good.
11:35 to go here in the start of the second quarter. Brings up a fourth down and about maybe 6. Or 5 3/4 yards out of that loss. So not too much loss here by Cooper, but brings up a long fourth down. You're back in your own 20-yard line. Obviously, you're in punt situation.
They are. Punt returner's going to back up past midfield to the 45.
Make that around there. They're at around the 22, 23-yard line.
And that's Cooper. The quarterback is their punter. It's going to be a shaky punt.
Yeah, not very good there. In great field position for the All Saints. Looks like they're going to mark it around the 35, 36, 37-yard line. When we come back, All Saints back on offense. We'll be right back. from their own 37-yard line, taking it over after the punt. A long pass to number 13 with a reception inside the 5-yard line from Wetters to Brennan Pease, I do believe.
It is.
And that's first and goal at the 3 or 4-yard line with the keeper slipping around and gets it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Was that a quarterback keep for the score?
Yep, number 12, Jack Wetters gets it in for the first score. All Saints score. It's 6-0 at the 10:29 mark.
First points are on the board here at 10:29. You said it in the second quarter.
I do believe that was a 3 or 4 yard.
Yep, I'm going to give him 4 yards on that.
And that last reception was a 34-yard reception.
Okay.
You're going to give him 4 or 3?
4 on that touchdown.
Here we go with the 2-point conversion for the All Saints. Actually, they're going to go for the PAT kick now. 10:29 to go. 6-0. All Saints leads.
They do.
They're going for the 2, Mikey.
That was number 22 or 12. Is that Wetter down there?
And he'll be brought down. No pass can be made. We'll be right back. It's 6-0. All Saints lead here on WBGV 92.5. All right. 6-0. Bay City All Saints leads. Brown City 6-0. 2-point pass no good, but the 4-yard TD run by quarterback number 12, Jack Wetters, all set up on the 34-yard pass to number 13 or 18, was it? Do you remember?
To 13.
Okay. Brennan Pease, we believe, mm-hmm. Or it could have been. Yeah, it was number 13. Okay. So Brown City, after the kickoff, getting ready here. They had to. All Saints about to kick it off. 10:28 to go here. Turn of events here. All Saints scores first here in the second quarter.
Yeah, they came to play. They had the long drive.
Two best teams in North Central Thumb League in the Stripes and Stars Division divisions.
A nice kickoff, bobbled at the 20 for Brown City. They will return it, though, trying to get it right up the middle. Wide open hole, and he has a nice return to the 45.
That gets to a good return there. See if they can strike back against this tough Bay City All Saints defense. That's for sure right now, be seen by both teams. Big plays is going to be a key right now. We saw one with that pass.
Almost a 25-yard return on that.
And he had coverage in that last play mm-hmm. And was able to bring it down. Mm-hmm. So
well covered. Just ready to play.
All right. Brown City takes over at their own 44 after the kickoff.
First and 10. You said it from their own 44. They'll have a wing on the left wing on the right. Left wing goes in motion. Fakes a handoff. Cooper's going to back to pass across the middle. Wide open at the 40. 30 on his feet still. 25. Still on his feet. Still chugging along inside the 20.
He pulled for an extra 2 yards on that shoelace tackle down to the 20. Number 23 with the reception. Connor Vandenberg. And that was from their own 44-yard line. 16-26. 36 yards, I believe, for that one, Mikey.
Give him unofficially 36 yards.
And a toss over to the right side. Brought down after the carry. I believe.
That was 230.
Okay. That would be number 30, Briar Halbert. And a quick play there for 5 yards.
That was a quick pitch and catch. So going to the air, they are.
Goes to the 15-yard line after going from the 44 to the 20. We'll get the math right on the last play there in a minute.
I think so. It'll be a quick pitch going up the middle again for that Brown City offense.
Trying to see who has the ball there. We'll listen to the announcer. Vandenberg with a carry. Connor Vandenberg, number 23. That ball goes another good chunk of yardage for about 4. Mm-hmm. Be third down and a short 1.
And they are in the red zone deep. Their first trip to the red zone.
Around the 9-yard line, it looks like.
Left wing is going to go in motion. Keeper. Fakes a handoff. Quarterback on the keep up the middle on his feet. Still going.
Yeah, he got a couple yards there, Mikey. Wanted to make sure he got that first down. That ball's at 11-yard line, I believe, and it moves into inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line for a gain of about 2-3 yards in that carry for Lawson Cooper.
Okay, give him 3 and the first down.
8:39 to go here in the second quarter. 6-0. Bay City All Saints leads the Brown City Green Devils. Big plays here. Got for that 36-yard reception from that last play, right? We got that right. Okay.
They do 36 is what I had.
My map has been better this
year.
It's
been awesome. Handoff going to the inside, almost wide open by himself. Is that going to be?
Ryan Binkley Potts, I believe, number 80, gets inside the 5 from the 8. It is now 3rd and goal, and it'll be right at the 1-yard line.
They're going to give him 6 yards on that carry.
Here we go. Quick offense. Lawson Cooper trying to push his way, and then he slipped through the tackles, and he does. For the 2-yard touchdown, Lawson Cooper to tie it up, 6-6.
Here we go. It's a ball game, as they say.
They strike back. Big pass is what set that up to the 20. 2-yard TD for the Brown City Green Devils. Cooper to make it 6-6 all tied up. Sticking to the game plan and spreading the ball out. Cooper this time with a keeper. Adds on to his stats there for the season. Trying to punch it in for the 2-point conversion run and denied. They didn't call any whistle there.
They just let him play it out.
Yeah, and they're saying no good. So the 2-point run, no good. 6-6 all tied up here. We'll be right back here on WBGV. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and Green Devils getting the board to tie it up, 6-6. Lawson Cooper with a 2-yard TD run. I'm Eddie Fury along with Mikey Smith. Week 9 here, end of the regular season, Mikey.
Ooh, this is the end. Some are going home unhappy. Others will be going happy because we got playoffs. Playoffs. So both touchdowns coming back from quarterback play for both teams tonight.
That was at the 7:54 mark. With the touchdown.
There you go. No scoring in the first quarter. All scoring coming in the second.
Second quarter, by the way.
Second quarter of the first half. Kicking off deep for Brown City. We're going to have a return of a little bit. Not much. But decent field position for the All Saints of Bay City. They will be at their own 34-yard line.
So All Saints back in offense. This is the ninth series of offense here in the first half alone.
Wow, ninth already.
Yeah.
A lot of defense early on.
As Mikey said, they'll start, see where they mark it. It looks like they're going to put it at the 34-yard line now.
Okay. First and 10 from their own 34.
Last series of offense, they scored a big pass down inside the 5 to get it in.
Look for them to go back to that again. And they're going to be in the shotgun with the running back on Wetter's left hip.
Oh, we're fogging it up in here, aren't we?
That's what we're doing. We're going to go right up the middle, though. Not much of a gain, if any.
That's number 12. You can see the white jerseys getting really muddied up here. 7:38 to go here. Brings up a second down and no gain on that last one, a second and 10.
That was a quarterback keep. Wetter with it.
Wetters.
Wetters.
Ball stays at the 34-yard line. So.
Wetters with an S at the end.
Do you remember the time of the last score for All Saints?
I do.
Okay.
Scoring was at the 10:29 mark for Brown Bay City.
Okay, 10:30. That's what I thought. So.
Yep, 10:29, 10:30.
I didn't know if I put that on there or not. So,
two receivers left. Slot goes in motion from left to right. Back to passes. Wetters rolls out to his right, but he's brought down for a big old sack.
Yeah, but did he get rid of the ball? The ball came out of his hands, and he kind of threw it away. And let's see if they let that go or not.
It is
steamy. I don't think his knee touched the ground.
Okay. They're going to call it as incomplete then.
One official says, marking it back there. We'll see where they place the ball. But, yeah, it is an incomplete.
Okay.
So it brings up third down and 10.
Stop the clock. You said at 6:44 after the incomplete. I did not see him get the ball off.
Yeah.
But we got it foggy in here. They go back with two wings.
Shotgun position.
Yep. And they're going to go back on a counter coming back this way on an end around. Is that Bo Williams with the carry?
Pushing him out of bounds. Lawson Cooper. On defense. We haven't called off Bo Williams' number two there, but he picked up some big yardage there.
He did. Took it from his own 35.
Maybe about 6, Mikey, or 7.
Give him a solid 6.
Gets across about the 41-yard line in their own.
So Bo Williams, 6 carry of the game, goes for 6 yards. They're still shy of the midfield mark as they have a second down. No, fourth down. There you go. 4th and 4.
They're going to think about this, Mikey. We'll be right back here on WBGV. 6-6 all tied up here in the second quarter. 6:38 to go. Yep. Welcome back here on WBGV.
They're going to have a 4th and 4 for the All Saints. In the shotgun, it's going to be a quarterback keep. He's brought down, tackle for loss.
In the backfield, number 16 and number, is that 1 or 81?
81.
In the backfield, David Chunko with the sack on 4th down and 4-2. Oh, man, I don't like that play, Mikey.
That was a bad play call.
That was a loss of yards also, and they'll take over at their own 40-yard line on 4th and 4. Sacked for the loss of a couple yards, maybe 4 yards on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Brown City takes over on offense, capitalizing at the All Saints 40-yard line.
That's a turnover. Turnover on downs.
And the big sack. More fantasy football points if you were keeping track of here.
Trying to get a quick pitch around the left side. Flag on the play is number 22 is the ball carrier.
That's Ethan Worrell. That's the first time we called his name, I think.
Yep.
That's to the left side.
See the flag though first.
Uh-oh. It is in the backfield?
Or at it the end of the play? The line of scrimmage.
At the end of that play, it was Wetters. Push him out of bounds.
Yep.
Unless they're drawing the ball with the flag.
Holding on the offense is what they call. Mm. That was the 5th ball carrier for Brown City this evening.
So they're going to bring that back.
They are.
Big shout out to Scotty B, Tuscola County Advertiser, frequent contributor of the Sportsline Thumb Radio Sports Line show that we do every Monday. We're talking about this game last week. Clock will roll and this ball will go back to the 50-yard line midfield for the All Saints after that holding call. Scotty B listening in.
Scotty.
Scott Bowlesby, Sandusky native, and works at the Tuscola County Advertiser. Let's Talk Sports, 92.1 FM. He's got a game tomorrow on 8-player football. Adrian Lenaway Christian at Kingston Cardinals, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Right.
Huge game there.
Huge is right. That's a first down carry after the penalty.
Number 22, Ethan Worrell.
Worrell with another carry?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to give him much, if any at all. So it brings up a second down in 20 from midfield at 50.
Okay, just when they had some momentum going forward, this penalty is starting to stall this drive out.
My energy is still high from that Tuesday night Seven Dust concert.
There you go.
Static X and the band Dope. Don't
old
do that,
school.
By don't do that, though.
No.
It's a band.
It's a band.
It's not the drug, the band.
It's the band. Two wings. The left wing's going to come back. He's going to fake the handoff. Rolls back to pass. Heavy pressure, but Cooper gets away from 1-2. Third and fourth guy's going to bring him down, though, in the backfield.
I'll give credit to number 43 and number 10 with the hits in the backfield. That is Adrian Hatt with the first contact. And number 43, Antonio Salinas. And that's a loss of yards, so that's actual sack. So a 4-yard loss there. Third down and 24 for the Brown City Green Devils. They're at their own 46-yard line.
Going backwards, Eddie.
We've seen it a couple times on both sides of defense on the field so far. It's 6-6, by the way. We forgot to say the score. All tied up. 4:40 to go here in the first half. 6-6 all tied up, and this time Brown City will wisely punt it off, I believe.
No, third down. They're going to spread it wide on third.
Okay, 25. It is third down. Okay.
Cooper's in the shotgun. Two receivers out to his left. Rolls out to his left. He's going to pass down that sideline. Oh, just incomplete.
Yeah, he had it. He had an open man, but there were about 3 defenders down there, but the ball went to the receiver intended to, and it will fall incomplete. Comes off limping a little bit there. That was intended to number 22 also.
Mm-hmm. 22.
That's Ethan Worrell.
Worrell was the intended target. He was at that first down in the game, too.
He was limping there, Mikey.
He is. He had double coverage on that. But I think he'll be all right. So
now,
on fourth down,
they will punt it off.
There you go. That pooch punt, that rugby style.
It's a good roll here.
They're going to get that Brown City bounce all the way down inside the 20, inside the 15.
Yeah, I'm going to say around the 13-yard line is where All Saints will take over at 6-6 here in the second quarter on WBGV 92.5 FM. All Saints back in offense. Back here on WBGV, this is the 11th series of offense for both teams as a whole. And we have a hurt player on the field there after that carry for the All Saints. Going to see that number. Getting up slowly still. And we'll just take a quick break here as people are going to take some knees here. That was a run to the right side, a gain of 5 yards. He gets up on his own accord. And I think he was blocking also, so I don't know who that was. I believe that was number 60, Cruz Hasso, who is a guard, so very key on the offensive line, but a 5-yard carry there for the All Saints. I'm going to give that to the quarterback, number 12, Jack Wetters, as we come back here. Mike, you trying to wipe up the windows for
us?
Yeah,
I'm going to do some housekeeping. Want to work at the bottom? I can see on my side now. I'll help you.
Ugh. All right. Shotgun position again. Gets a snap to keeper.
Wetters trying to get around this near side down the home sideline, and he is going to be smacked out of bounds by Potts.
Yeah, Ryan Bickley Potts, along with number 16 to help out for the Brown City Green Devils. And that is Brian Mulholland calling his name.
Is that helping you yet?
A little bit. Here, I'll get it my side. Oh, you got another one?
Oh, I got lots of them. Okay. They knew exactly what I was walked out there for. Is that paper towel? Yeah.
So it brings up a first and 10 after the pickup there.
He had just enough.
That was Wetters and got enough as he went out of bounds to the left side. Back in offense, the All Saints. This time, ball is loose. Who has it?
Ball
it pops
still
out
on the ground
after the carry and hits at the bottom
there
of that
is
pile. And Brown City says they have it. Fumble.
Is that number 22 on that recovery?
Dorian McNary fumbles the ball.
Is that Ethan Worrell with the fumble recovery?
Worrell with the recovery, and Brown City back in offense. And this is the major first turnover of the game. Ooh. That ball will be placed at about the 21-yard line. Brown City in great field position.
Neither team wants momentum, Eddie.
So the fumble, Brown City with it at the 3:48 mark in the second quarter. Brown City looking for a pass. Lawson Cooper has a man, number 23, over to the right side. Finally brought down by number 27, the man who fumbled it, Dorian McNary. And that goes from the 20 down to about the 7-yard line. A gain of 17 on that one. Or
13.
There we go. Oh, that's the first math problem I got wrong tonight.
That's all right. You're doing well.
This season.
You're doing well. Cooper's looking back at Dad for the next play call. Wing left and wing right.
Would you call Coach or Coach Dad or Coach Cooper?
Coach Dad. Up the middle for the Green Devil touchdown. That's the big back. Is at number 30, Van Lerberg with a score. Nope, Halbert, Breyer Halbert with the score.
Breyer Halbert, number 30, and quickly on two plays, the touchdown for 7 yards.
Give him a 7-yard touchdown on that. And they have the lead.
First lead of the game for the Brown City Green Devils.
Boy, this coming at the 3:20 mark. Before halftime, would you have ever called that game, Eddie?
Tough to say.
Yeah.
Here we go. 12-6, 3:20 mark. Going for a 2-point play, and they get it in. Looks like Lawson Cooper with a keeper, and it's 14-6 at the 3:20 mark. Brown City takes the lead here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back. Breyer Halbert, the 7-yard TD run and the 2-point run good by Lawson Cooper, number 7. And Brown City takes the lead 14-6, scoring on turnover and downs.
There you go. We had no scoring in the first quarter. All of a sudden, three touchdowns now here in the second quarter. We're going to have a return from their own 25, or will be the Bay City All-Saints. Still on his feet up to the 40.
Fighting for extra yards. He'll get to about the 42, 43-yard line, where the All-Saints will take over on offense after turning the ball over.
There you go. First and 10 for Bay City. They're looking. This score, a good game. 14-6, the home team, Brown City, with the lead. 3:12 to go before halftime. On this Friday night, week 9. Playoffs are next week, Eddie. We got to figure out where we're going.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of teams in our area.
It is. Two receivers to the right. Waters is going to keep it up the middle. Flag on the play, though. Let's see what they call. Weeders does get some positive play on that, maybe a yard or so. Flag came down in the offensive backfield. Calling holding on the offense. Back it up.
That's All Saints' first holding call.
I was going to say, it's been a pretty clean game. Not much for penalties so far. I mean,
Brown City had one, so.
Yep. Not much, though. Been a pretty decent game. A good defensive effort overall, both teams. Stats showed it. Their offense can score and the defense can stop.
All right.
Pretty good analysis for you, huh?
So that we pull back to the 35-yard line, second and 15. Looking for a pass, brought down for the sack in the backfield.
Big sack. Is that Breyer again?
No, it's number 80. Potts. Ryan Binkley Potts with a sack in the backfield. Another loss of yards, and they're going backwards in this series, back to about the 24-yard line. It'll be... Oh, boy, a whole bunch here. Second down and 11, 16, 19.
Give about 18 on that
loss. And 29.
Good.
Looking for a pass play. No, he'll run it. That's number 2, Bo Williams, getting the carry. He'll be brought down with a hit after the play. Number 23, and Lawson Cooper, number 7, along with help from Connor Vandenberg. And we'll see if he got any gain on that one. If not, down to 2:05 to go here. Be fourth down. No, actually a third down and a whole bunch. It'll be a timeout call by Brown City. We'll be right back. They're thinking they'd like to score again before time runs out here in the first half. Here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Welcome back. Been backwards here for the All Saints. Fourth down. I think it's third down. I don't know if the chain gang's changing it. We don't know for sure. One, the clock says 4.
Right.
Sideline says 3.
Yeah.
Mikey, I'm confused.
It should be 3rd.
Yeah.
Back pass is Wetters. He's got 2 men in the play. Down the middle of the field, overthrown his intended target.
Yeah. Number 4 was open. Had he caught him in stride, he would have been back at the 50 and possibly picking up the first down there. So incomplete to number 4, intended to Robbie Ballard. So missed opportunity there. Mm. For the All Saints.
Yeah, Bay City All Saints with the penalty and a big sack, and they went backwards on that drive.
1 minute, 56 seconds to go here in the first half. Timeout was called by Round City, so kind of conserving time here as they're expecting a punt here. But last time, the All Saints was around the 40-ish yard line. They went for it, and it cost them a score against Brown City and then a fumble recovery later on their next series of offense. Brown City marches in for the quick score, and this time, All Saints will punt.
They're facing a 4th and 30 from their own 25-yard line. And they'll send it away. It'll be a line drive punt past midfield. It goes out of bounds about the 35.
We'll be right back here on WBGV. Brown City back in offense with some time on the clock before the half. On first down, a toss over to number 23 with a pass. Connor Vandenberg from Cooper for Brown City. Getting him about 3 or 4 yards as they started from their own 35-yard line. 36 possibly. Run off the right tackle. For number 30, I believe, or number 33?
Yeah, I think 33. Yeah.
The hit at the end of that play by number 3 for the Bay City All Saints, Charlie Ward.
Right up there.
Hurry up offense, it's time on the clock there. Brown City close to a first down. Another first down, actually, after they picked up that last first down in the running play.
Yep. That was Cooper on the quarterback keep for a chunk play of about 8 yards.
Brings up second down in 2.
And they're quickly inside All Saints territory. Cooper's under center tight with one back behind him. Quick pitch is coming this way. Oh, deep pressure penetration by that defense.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of bounds, but he'll be in bounds. That's number 30 with a carry. Brought down hard in the backfield by number 2 and number 18. It'll be a timeout called by Brown City with 56 seconds to go here. It'll be third down on about 5 or 6 yards for Brown City when they come out of the timeout. It's 14-6 in the second quarter.
Again,
fumble on the snap, and Cooper able to recover and pick it up and get a long run for a first down on third down and a long from about the 50 yard line and a big carry as the clock will roll at 48 seconds to go. The clock will stop momentarily, but a big carry there for a gain of about 15, 16 yards and a carry after the fumble recovery on the snap. Throws it up for a pass.
Intercepted
by the All Saints.
At the 25 yard line, not a good play at all. Not what they needed when they were driving.
Number 27 making up for his fumble with the interception. Dorian McNary, INT by Lawson Cooper, just kind of threw it up there. Really didn't have a receiver and just good defense.
Right in the middle of the
All
field.
Saints. Back-to-back games of interceptions now for Cooper.
Okay. The only buddy on that play would have been the defender.
Down to about the 45-yard line. All Saints take over at their own 45, looking for an opportunity here to try to tie it up.
Quick pitch out to the wheel route. Fake play. Here we go, down on the sideline.
So that he caught it, I believe.
He did.
And he brought it down inside around the 23, 24-yard line. It'll be a timeout call, I believe, on the All Saints. A reception by number 4. That's Robbie Ballard. We'll be right back. Down to about the 28-yard line here for the All Saints with 24 seconds. Throwing it up in the air and incomplete. Intended for number 4 again to the right side. Defense was down there for the Brown City Green Devils. All Saints getting the interception and moving down the field quickly from their own 45 to their 28-yard line in Brown City territory. This is the 15th series of offense.
15th already.
We've seen three, I believe, three turnovers in this game.
There you go.
Or two.
Both defenses are very stout, so we'll expect that. The incomplete stopped the clock at 20 seconds to go before halftime. Wetter's in the shotgun with the running back on his right hip. Rolls out to the right, looking. He does fire. Wide open man at the 25, no, the 15.
Did he cross the plane or not?
Nope, he's going to be shy of the goal line.
Again, number 4, the receiver. That's Robbie Ballard. That ball gets down to about the 3 or 4 yard line. First and goal. So a gain of about 25 yards on that one. Looks like at the 3 yard line, Mikey.
25 yards on that. Big chunk play.
What do you think? The 3? Yeah, they're saying it's the 4 up here. What do you think? At the 4?
They are
3 or 4 yards.
Yep, give them 3 or 4.
Okay. Shotgun position. Here we go. All Saints. Keeper up the middle. Wetters. He's trying to get in, but number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts, right back there to pull him back. Did he get positive yardage? He gained about 2 yards and went to about the 1 yard line.
I think he did. We're going to have timeout.
I think he moved up. That's where, some look at the sideline judge over here. They're going to say he's at the one.
Okay.
He's at the 1 yard line. So a timeout called. And they're going to think about another play here before they come back here. It's 14-6, trying to get into the end zone before the half.
Here we go, Mikey.
Coming out of the timeout.
From the 1 yard line with 4 seconds to go before halftime. Bay City looking to tie this up or take the lead. Wetter's going to keep it, trying to get there on that right corner. A lead blocker in front of him. At the goal line, pushing.
And they are going to deny him, I believe.
They do, at the goal line, deny him.
Number 22 and number 80, Ryan Binkley Potts stopping him from 1 yard for 4 seconds to go there. Ethan Warrow and Ryan Binkley Potts and the rest of the Brown City Green Devils making that goal line stand with 4 seconds to go. You know, 4 seconds, you could make a quick pass maybe save 1 second on the clock there, but gutsy play by the All Saints. Couldn't get it in before the half, and that one's going
to
hurt.
Yeah, at 1 yard to go with a couple of the blockers, you expect no problem on that.
I think in too far back in the backfield, they were kind of delayed at looking for an open space. That one, Mikey, got to charge right in and go between the tackles.
They did run it from the shotgun, didn't they?
Yeah. All right. Brown City Green Devils defense holds and like a wall, able to bring them back and stopping the Bay City All Saints, Jack Wetter, from scoring. We are at the half. It's 14-6 here on WBGV 92.5 FM. We have our MHSAA this week in high school sports coming up, and also our halftime stat report coming with Mikey Smith. We'll be right back here on 92.5. It is 14-6. Brown City Green Devils lead. We'll be right back. All right, it's 14-6 at the half. Brown City Green Devils defensively stop the one-yard TD attempt by the All Saints. 14-6 at the half. Brown City leading Bay City All Saints in this Week 9 matchup. Time now for our MHSAA this week in high school sports. It is halftime, 14-6. The Brown City Green Devils lead. Now, Bay City All Saints, a showdown between the NCTL Stars and Stripes Division Champions, the Stars Division Champions of the NCTL, the Brown City Green Devils, the Bay City All Saint Cougars, the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division Champions. Quite a game here. We've seen some turnovers. We've seen some big-time scores, some big-time passes by the All Saints. But the big stop at the end of the half, after the interception by the All Saints, got down to the one-yard line with 4 seconds to go, and the Brown City Green Devils deny the score for the QB sneak attempt by Jack Wetters. Number 80, Ryan Beakley-Potts, and also credit went to Ethan Worrell helping participate, and the rest of the Green Devils ran in also to stymie that play with a wall of Green Devils. Now, by the way, congratulations last week. Ryan, I do believe it was Ryan Beakley-Potts. Let me see. I'm trying to see who the homecoming king was. Yep. No, it was Jared Beakley-Potts.
Okay.
Well, maybe that it is him, Ryan, right? Possibly. Unless there's two of them.
There might be two of them.
Okay. But anyways, congrats to them and also Adriana Willing. That was last year, week's homecoming king and queen. Tonight was parents' night. Mm-hmm. But forget that. Let's go to the game.
Okay,
14-6. Brown City leads All Saints. Here is your halftime stat report, Mikey Smith.
We'll start off with the visiting Bay City All Saints. Their leading rusher is the quarterback with 15 carries. Ooh, he had a lot of negative yards on that. So he has 15 carries for 15 yards. A lot of negative plays. So that has been knocking down his numbers. Second leading rusher with 6 carries for 34 yards, 5.67 average, is going to be Bo Williams, number 2. And then only a third ball carrier with an 8-yard carry, number 27. We've called him just once. I'm looking for his name again. That's Dorian McNary.
Had a fumble in the game, but he also recovered the interception, but yes, they couldn't capitalize on that interception.
So far for Bay City, they have 7 pass attempts, 4 completions for 87 yards. All passing attempts are made by Wetters, their quarterback. Going to have 3 pass catchers in on this for 4 catches. Number 4 with 2 catches for 52 yards, gives a 26-yard average. That's Robbie Ballard with those 4 catches, 52 yards. 1 catch, 34 yards for number 13. That's Brennan Pease. So we have 22 carries for 57 yards on the ground, 4 completions out of 7 attempts for 87 yards for Bay City. Over to the home team, the Brown City Green Devils, and they have a bunch of ball carriers. 6 ball carriers. Leading rusher so far will be the quarterback, Cooper, 8 carries, 25 yards. He does have a couple negative yards on that, so it does knock it down a little bit. 8 for 25, 3.13 average. 4 for 7, that's 4 completed, 7 attempts for Cooper for 57 total yards. 3 passes completed for 52 yards to number 23. That's going to be Connor Vandenberg. He has 3 for 52, gives him a 17.3 average. So 18 carries, 40 yards rushing, 4 completions for 57 yards through the air for Brown City. Both teams pretty even on yardage, actually.
That's because of the loss of yards and the sacks also by the Bay City All Saints. That's a low output.
It is. Well, we said in the pregame, the defenses are so strong, not even triple digits given up over the season. So less than 10 points per game average is scored against. Scoring plays in the second quarter. We had nothing in the first quarter. Second quarter was an All Saints touchdown at the 10:29 mark, a 4-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Wetters. 2-point was no good. That was a 6-0 lead. Brown City right away coming back at the 7:54 mark with a Cooper 2-yard touchdown run. 2-point also no good. 6-6 all tied up at that point. Brown City at the 3:20 mark before halftime on the board with a little bit more. Number 30 with that carry. That is Briar Halbert, a 7-yard touchdown run. Cooper had the 2-point conversion, gave the slight edge, then 14-6, the home team. Brown City over Bay City.
That's where we're at the half. Some of the scores coming in of interest. Lakers and Bad Axe. Whoever wins gets into the playoffs, I believe, but Lakers leading at the half. That's on Thumbtugger Sports Channel 1 at thumbtugger.com. That's 10-8. Lakers leading Bad Axe. At the half, Montrose. It's Ubley leading Montrose 13-8. Carroll leading Mount Morris. There goes that pick, 16-0 at the half. And at the half, Croswell Lexington leading Freeland 14-6. There goes that pick also. My belief Freeland. In our own teams has gone down the toilet, and I'm paying for it.
You deserve that.
Here we go. It's 14-6 here with the Brown City Green Devils leading the Bay City All-St. Cougars. We'll be right back for second half action. Thank you, Mikey Smith, for that halftime stat report. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back as we get ready here for second half action on WBGV 92.5 FM. Getting ready for second half action. Mikey Smith with me.
Yeah, Brown City will receive the second half kickoff.
Had our halftime report there. Kicking it off will be the Bay City All-St. Cougars. Man, they were right there at the one-yard line before the half of 4 seconds to go, and Brown City Green Devil defense stopped them.
A little momentum staying with the home team. Getting ready for word on this. Kicking off from their own 40 will be Bay City All Saints.
White stripes in the air.
There we go. A decent kickoff. It's going to go out of bounds, though.
It's going to be a flag.
They right
either,
away.
Either take the re-kick or they'll start at the 35-yard line.
All right. Let's see what they do. I'm trying to look for a flag out there to see. There is definitely some wind. So they might just take it right there.
Okay. So the first series of we had 15 series of offense in the first half.
It's a lot of offensive plays for a 14-6 game. Defense is showing up today.
Second half now. Brown City starting off at the own 35. We keep wiping the windows. That's why
we do.
you may hear us wipe the windows for fogging up here.
Should have brought some more paper towels. Tight formation for Brown City. First and 10 from their own 35.
I'll remember to grab some from the station next time when we come to Brown City.
And some Windex. Cooper's going to keep it right up the middle. Wide open hole near the first down. Still on his feet. Midfield mark in the first down.
A gain of 15 yards on that carry. At the end of that play, number 12, Jack Wetters to bring him down. And number 18 also with a wrap-up. That's Oaks Lennon, or Lennon. As we start off the third quarter, first and 10 at midfield for the Brown City Green Devils. See what the halftime adjustments by both teams will be.
We're going to go back up to the line of scrimmage. At the midfield mark, exactly the 50-yard line. First and 10 for Brown City. Tight formation again. Hand off to the fullback right up the middle. Wide open hole. Chugging along. I give him maybe 7 on that.
Yeah, just off to the right tackle side.
No, it's Halbert.
Briar Halbert.
Halbert with the carry.
At the end of that play, Dorian McNary with a tackle. A gain of about 6 yards. It gets to the 44-yard line in All Saints territory. Positive yards so far in this series of offense.
You said it. Second down and 4. Clock rolls along. Just under 11 minutes here in the third quarter. Again, straight up the middle handoff. We'll see who the ball carrier on that one was.
Number 30. Briar Halbert. He'll be short by a yard.
He needed 4 and he got 3. for him and his Brown City offense.
Dorian McNary again, number 27, a linebacker moving up for the tackle. Reese is up 44-6 at the half in that game.
Wow.
Bounce back from that, well, I'm going to say terrible outing against Marlette that we had covered last week. Marlette winning last night, by the way. Really punching her ticket with a win over Waterford Our Lady. Did they get the first down? That's the keeper of Lawson Cooper, and I believe he did. He gets to the 40, a gain of about 1.5, maybe 2 yards. He gets to the 40-yard line.
He did two, so I was going to say 2.25 on that carry. On the quarterback keep, first down.
In the third quarter, coming down to 10 minutes left in the third. 14-6, Brown City leads the Bay City All-Saint Cougars.
There was a few Thursday night games last night.
Yeah, there was three or four of them.
Peck also played.
You can check our StLakeBroadcasting.com website for the scores.
Peck celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the state championship.
But it was
last night's game.
But they also lost 74-6.
They did.
A reverse play there from number 30 to number 22. And gets to about the 35-yard line.
Bringing out the trickery, Eddie.
So from Cooper to number 30, Briar Halbert to number 22, Ethan Worrell, positive yards, gets to the 35-yard line.
22 or 23 on that?
I do believe it was 22. I think it was.
Okay, we'll give it
pretty
to him.
Pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, because Ethan Warren's still on the field there. So
they're also giving high fives to 23, that's why I asked.
Okay.
We're good.
We'll find out later, I guess.
Yeah, officially unofficial.
I just thought it was number 22 possibly. So.
Yeah. One number off.
Yeah, because it was a reverse play, and Ethan Worrell is a receiver, right? So he'll be out to the right side possibly, or we'll see.
Quick pitch back as Cooper makes the lead block, and he needed to get out to the 30-yard line for the line of gain, and he did.
Big hit at the end of the play, though.
That was 30, right, on the carry?
Yeah.
Albert.
Jack Wetters with a big hit at the end of the play. Along with number 2, Bo Williams. But another gain of 5 yards. First and 10 for the Brown City Green Devils. And they're taking longer with their huddles here.
Oh, yeah.
Taking some time off this clock.
Smart play, that.
A lot of fast and furious action in the second quarter.
Everything in the second quarter.
Yeah.
First and 10 at the 34. Brown City, they are marching a little deeper into All States territory.
Under center's Cooper.
Makes the pitch, going to keep it himself, but he's wrapped up right away at that line of scrimmage.
Right, wrapped up by number 27, Dorian McNary. And also a covered up number, I think that's number 40 out there for the Bay City All Saints, Henry Essex, a linebacker for the All Saints. Pretty good numbers here for the All Saints and the head coach Eric Gust, head coach Aaron Cooper of the Brown City Green Devils also.
Mm-hmm.
Both guys have been here quite a while on the sidelines. So
both teams having plenty of success. As you said, this is the unofficial NCTL championship game.
Conference championship.
There you go, conference championship.
Paul Bunyan Trophy on the line tomorrow, too.
Okay.
I believe Michigan State hosting Michigan.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night, prime time.
Binkley Potts with a carry to the right side.
Flag, though, on the play, Eddie. Couple flags on the play.
That was from their All Saints 30-yard line. It goes down to about the 24-23 with a gain of 8 yards. But you're right. The flag is right at around the 28-yard line, it looks like. And it's going to be called against Brown City because Brown City's already backing up.
On the offense.
We'll be right back. Short one. Keeper for Lawson Cooper looking for a pass. He has to run off with to the right side. That was second down and 10 from the 30 after that holding call. And another flag comes flying
back
in.
Back-to-back holdings on the offense. Ooh, that's going to stifle this drive, Eddie.
So now the clock stops because of the penalties. And they'll be backed up another 10 yards in that play. We'll see. Is it 10 yards or 5?
It should be 10.
Yeah. So now they're back to the 50. No, make that around the 49-yard line. Some holding penalties here.
And they have to get all the way to the 20 for the first down. So second down and a mile.
10, 20, 30. Second down and 30. Ball at the 49-yard line. Second down and 29, possibly, so.
Two receivers left. That would be a slot left. Cooper in the shotgun with the back on his right. Looking for that waist high.
Fumble.
Fumble snap, but quickly covered up.
It was a fumble and into the air. Binkley Potts recovers. Got positive yards, but saving it
right
from
place,
All Saints.
Right time.
Either intercepting it or recovering a fumble. It was a handoff, technically.
Yep.
So a gain of a yard by Ryan Binkley Potts, but
I don't think that was a design play either. I think it was a pass play, wasn't it?
It was pretty much a fumble as the snap came out of the hands, and Binkley Potts smartly just grabbed, snatched it out of the air to save the ball from being fumble recovered by the All Saints defense as we get down to under 6 minutes to go here. So it'll be third down and, about 28.
There you go. We're going to put a receiver on the right. Cooper's in the shotgun. Back's on his left hip. Hands at the waist high, looking for that snap. Shotgun snap looking straight back to pass. And it goes off the fingertips, so incomplete. He had a chance at it. Would not have been a first down, but it would have been a big gain.
Intended for number 25, Nick DeBono. Good defense down the field there by Dorian McNair and also number 2, Bo Williams. Down midfield, that pass was going right down the middle of the field. It'll bring up fourth down and a whole bunch.
We are just under the halfway point through the third quarter, 5:34 to be exact.
Fourth down and about 28 yards.
You have to punt this way there, Coach down. Eddie, as they're facing fourth down and a long, long
you punt it. Protect that lead.
Yeah.
You took a lot of time off this clock. I mean, this is the first series of offense. We're at the 5:34 mark after that incomplete pass stops the clock.
Great point. They did. They burned through over half this quarter.
But, you know, All Saints at the end of the first half moved that ball down with their passing game.
They did.
Which they had 87 passing yards at the first half and just 57 rushing.
Fourth and 30 or fourth and just less than 30.
And could be a time violation here.
Let's see what they do. False start on the offense. Oh, no.
So being back further now into Brown City Green Devil territory. They were at the All Saints territory around the 48-yard line. Now the ball will be placed at Brown City's own 46-47-yard line now after that 5-yard penalty false start. 5:34 to go here. And this last three, four straight plays for Brown City, the holding calls really affected and stymied this first series of offense in the second half.
I'll call it there.
But they lead 14-6.
Somebody in the offense getting a little antsy in the pantsy, Eddie.
Momentum going Bay City All Saints side defensively.
Quickly going their way. Two receivers left, so slot is on the left. Going back in motion for Brown City. Cooper's in the shotgun. Looks back to pass. Out to the right flat. And it's going to be a quick pitch over to the running back. Another trickery play on his feet still. Pushed out of bounds, well shy of that first down marker.
Yeah, it was a completed pass, but thinking down the right sideline, they picked up a lot of yards, but it'll be a turnover and downs as that ball will go down and taken over at the 40-yard line by the All Saints.
Hmm.
So from the 44, I believe, no, 46, about 14-yard reception on that play for the Brown City Green Devils, and I didn't see who got that. Was it number 22? He was on that side.
He was the one that ended up having it at the
Ethan
end.
Ethan Worrell?
Yeah.
Okay. So All Saints take over on the first series of offense at their own 40-yard line with a running play, running out of bounds. Is it Wetters or Wetters?
Wetters. Let's see again. Wetters, W-E-T-T-E-R-S, Wetters.
I hope we're saying their name right. If we're not,
we are.
All Saints, I apologize.
Wetters, you calling it Wetters?
I heard somebody say Wetters, but I'm going to say Wetters.
I said Wetters earlier.
Did you?
I think so.
That's number 12.
Well, with the carry.
Positive yards gets to the 44-yard line, a 4-yard gain, second down and about 6. All Saints down 14-6 late in the third.
They'll put a slot right. Wetters in the shotgun, fakes the slot.
Looking for a pass.
Rolls out to his right, looking. He's going to be brought down at that line of scrimmage.
Number 30, Breyer Halbert pulling the jersey from behind. Is that technically a sack or not?
No gain.
No gain, so.
Call him zero.
Okay.
So I won't call it a sack since it's a No gain.
So third down and a long, short six maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So ball at the 44-yard line for the All Saints.
Both teams giving up less than 100 points on the season, so that gives you a score of 14-6, Eddie.
It was good defense down the field there for the Brown City Green Devils.
We're doing
not leaving anybody open down the field for a receiver-wise.
We're doing good defense on this window.
We keep wiping here if you can see us right now. Here we go with the play. The keeper
Wetters.
For Wetters, and he'll be brought back with a sack behind the line of scrimmage at the end of that play.
That is a tackle for loss.
Give credit to number 57, but also number 23, I'm going to give it, Connor Vandenberg in the backfield. But no gain, so there's technically
okay.
Nothing no going on there. So, yeah, again, no gain on that one. It'll be fourth down and 6 once again. They've been stymied at that 44-yard line. So All Saints got to think about it here. With about 4:15 left in the third quarter, are they going to go for it or punt? Last time they didn't have any success on the fourth
right.
down.
They are going to punt, though, as their own punter is standing at their 35-yard line for the All Saints. Good snap. Good kick. And it's going to take an All Saints bounce inside the red zone, inside the 5, actually.
Yeah, they're going to go be at the 4-yard line. Woo. A great punt. We'll be right back. Brown City back in offense. On first down from their own 4-yard line, Brown City will hand it off to number 30, Ferrari Halbert, for a gain of about 6 yards in that play to about the 10-yard line. Brown City a lot to make up here. Great punt by All Saints to the 4-yard line. Brown City on offense.
Yeah, Bay City made up for it as their first punt went only a few yards. This one, last one, was a boomer.
Good charge up the middle, a big pile. At the end of that play, positive yards. That carry by Lawson Cooper, and he gets the first down from the 10 to about the 15, 16, 17-yard line. A gain of 7 yards in that play and moves the chains. With 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, it's 14-6. Brown City leads Bay City All Saints.
They're going to run as much time as they can each play, as they do not want that Bay City All Saints offense back on the field.
Defense,
they don't have to.
Yeah, the defense did a good job in the last series.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of green field here to make up for a muddy field.
Mm-hmm.
Brown City wearing their all dark green and white numbers. Under center is Cooper, Mikey.
He's going to have 2 wings. Coming back this way, he is the lead blocker for Vandenberg. Give him some positive yards on that. Not a lot, but still maybe 2 or 3 yard gain.
Tackle at the end of the play by number 12, Jack Wetters, along with help Bo Williams. Number 43 participating in smacking that hit also. That'll be Antonio Salinas. And 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Gain of about maybe 2-3 yards in that play, maybe about 2.
Give him 4.
Second down and about 8 or 7 to go.
I'm going to go second down and
7. Yeah.
Yeah, 7. Yeah. So.
Under center is Cooper. A toss over to number 30 right side. Hit him in the backfield with a loss. Halbert with a carry and in the backfield. Number 18, I believe. Number. Come on, turn so I can see your number. Number 40 actually was the hit. That's Henry Essex in the backfield with a hit. Down to 1 minute 25 seconds. Brings up a fourth down after the loss of 3 yards on that play. With a carry by number 30, Breyer Halbert.
A loss of 3, you say?
Yep.
Ooh.
It'll be, is it third down or fourth down? I can't.
It should be third down.
Okay, the chain gang and the clock is both different. So I'm going to stick to the chain gang.
Chain gang is more official than the clock. You have it. Third down and 10 for the Brown City offense. Fakes a handoff.
Right up the middle.
Is that quarterback keeping it again? He's going to be shy of that first down, though, Eddie.
Good run, but number 2, Bo Williams, at the end of the play with a tackle. Along with number 12, Jack Wetters. And I believe number 40 again with the hit. All participating. That's Henry Essex.
That was a quarterback keep?
Yeah, right up the middle. Lawson Cooper, and he'll be short by a yard after that 9-yard gain. Maybe, yeah, I'll be fourth in about a long 1.5 yards.
Please go for it at this point, trying to keep the clock running in your favor. We're under a minute, actually 18 seconds to go in this third quarter.
I think maybe they'll do a hard count.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hard count would give them the first down. Let's see.
Resetting here. Almost got that false start. Hard count again. They're going to have to call timeout or
clock ends.
Audible.
Third quarter.
Oh, so the clock was running. Okay, so just before the timeout, I saw the sideline. Well, maybe almost calling, but you said the coaches say no.
Yeah, just let it
clock
roll.
Clock is winding down, and at the end of the third quarter, smart decision there by the coaches, and also telling the detector, don't call the timeout.
Right. We're all on the same page except for you.
Fourth quarter coming up. Brown City will have it in a fourth down and one. 14-6 is your score at the end of the third. We'll be right back. Brown City leads all Saints. Welcome back here. Start of the fourth quarter. 14-6. Brown City leads the All Saints. Brown City on offense. Fourth down and a long 1 yard. They tried a hard count last time and time expired. Here we go again on fourth down. Tosses it over. Can they get it? And I think they do, Mikey.
They do.
A toss to the backfield. And number 30, Briar Halbert, gets the first down.
They needed one. It looks like they got three.
And goes to the 30, 31-yard line with that carry. Gutsy play at their own 30, 31-yard line, and the clock will roll.
That's what I would have called if I was head coach Cooper on that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. The best offense is the ball in your hands.
They've turned the ball over once, as well as the All Saints. All Saints couldn't capitalize. They were denied that 1 yard TD sneak with 4 seconds to go by the Brown City defense.
So far, that's the game, Eddie. That goal line stop. First and 10 from the 30. Their own 30, that is, Brown City, trying to just charge ahead.
I think
flag on the play.
Cooper kept it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that play, there is a flag again. Helping up is Brown City, helping out number 27, Dorian McNary. He's been just really hitting hard in the middle there at the linebacker position for the All Saints. The clock will stop momentarily. We'll see what the officials say here. What is that?
That's going to be a flag on the defense.
Hmm.
I think he had a block below the knees.
Sure what that play was. It was a big old pile in the middle. So they're talking to Bay City, and you're talking to another official now. They're conversing here. Who's the penalty on? What do you think?
I think it's on the defense.
Or is Brown City backing up? We'll be right back. After a penalty on the Brown City Green Devils, first and 15 to the 25-yard line, and Lawson Cooper with a keeper. He goes to the left side. Big run and makes up 14 yards. It'll be second down and one. The ball at the 39-yard line after the quarterback keeper to the left side by Lawson Cooper. 10:51 to go here, Mikey.
You said 14 big yards on that. Makes a very manageable second down and one.
And in this second half, they finally got over 100 yards rushing.
Finally. This is not the usual game plan, but take what you get and find the victory.
Now, I think he was pushed out of bounds. This is why the clock is not running.
Yep, pushed out of bounds.
Second down and one. Ball at the 39-yard line, their own for Brown City offense.
And they're keeping that tight formation. Cooper under center with two backs behind him. Tight.
Taking all his time he can here.
Heavy pressure. Good penetration by the defensive line for the All Saints.
Right up the middle. It's been going to Briar Halbert. Right up the middle. Gain of maybe 1 or 2 yards at the bottom of that pile. His helmet stuck in the mud. Is one of the Brown City Green Devils getting up? Well, the offensive protection, number 18 and number 4 with the tackle also, Robbie Ballard, and also Oaks Lania.
I think you have anything on that carry? Zero.
I think they gave him at least. Well, where they placed the ball? I thought the ball was at the 39. Now it's up at the 41.
There you go.
So
they'll give him two.
So it's first and 10 because they needed a couple yards for the first down. So, 41-yard line. It's on second down with a short 1 yard for the first down, and they got it. Number 30, Briar Halbert. Toss over and back in the backfield. Penetration by the All Saints with the hit in the backfield. That was number 22 or 23 with the carry. That's number 22 with the carry, actually. Ethan Worrell a loss of yards, maybe about 1 or 2 yards, and that went back to the 39-yard line.
Tackle for a loss.
Good job by the Bay City All-Stars. You had about a trio of tacklers in the backfield. Dorian McNary once again in the backfield, penetrating through the offensive line of Brown City.
Huh. Lots of red boxes tonight. Good play by both defenses.
9.5 to go in the game. It's 14-6. Brown City Green Devils leading the All Saints. Both teams looking for some key home playoff points. Looking for a pass. Throws it up. And just
awesome.
Over
fingertips.
His defender. Number 33 intended to the right side. Jack Wetters on defense this time for the All Saints. And incomplete to number 33, Carden Hagee.
Hagee, just a sophomore.
That was to the right side, and had he caught that, he would have been in the All Saints territory at the 40-yard line and possibly into the end zone as he was ahead of his defender and stops the clock at 9:20. So All Saints says, yes, we'll take that incompletion. You see the cell phone lights being lit up there on the All Saints side.
That's what we call pretty.
There's about, I can count actually how many there are. There's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
There you go. That is the student section.
Brown City back in offense with the run.
Cooper on his feet. He got out of the middle of that scrum.
Yeah, he slithered through there. Number 43, number 3 to stop him. It'll be third down and long. Mate get fourth down and long. Maybe about fourth down and about 7 yards there. That ball gets to about the 46-yard line. The All Saints with a tackle by Charlie Warren participating in number 43, I do believe I named off. Antonio Salinas. Or Salinas.
Salinas.
What happened to the junior elementary cheerleaders?
Oh, they went through halftime and that was it.
Oh, they called it quits.
Yep.
Or maybe it's bedtime.
No, they did plan through to go through till halftime. Fourth down and
about 6 or 7.
Yep.
I'll say 6, Mikey.
They're on their side of the field. That is Brown City offense. Still on the
keeper.
Cooper trying to get down that sideline. He does on his feet. He gets the first down and more before he's whacked at the 40-yard line. First down, Green Devils.
Number 12, Jack Wetters with a tackle. But give credit to number 30 with that lead block to the right side. Cooper following it. And it gets down to about the 41-yard line in All Saint territory. Mikey's going to get the number of yards carry. That was a big carry. For Lawson Cooper.
Or 13, I'm guessing. Close. Unofficially unofficial.
Where was it before? The 39?
I had about the 30. Oh, if he was at 39, it's a much bigger.
It's a 20-yard gain.
There you go.
20-yard gain. I believe it was, right?
Yeah, unofficially. It sounds closer.
Was it back at the 39 last time?
It's close. There we go. Fresh out of downs for the offense of Brown City. Handoff to the big back. Straight ahead, just churning those feet. Chunk play for him on this first down run.
Briar Halbert, what the leading rusher, or the leading at least carries, possibly.
Yeah, close. Cooper's got that so far.
So be ball will be placed at about the 35-yard line.
I think him 5 or 6 on that.
I'll give him 6.
Solid 6.
It's a second down and long 4.5.
That ball sits right on the All Saints 35.
Coming down to 7:08 left in the game. Brown City leading 14-6. All Saints needs a big stop here.
Brown City just wants to keep this rolling along, maybe get a touchdown. Handoff again up the middle, trying to turn and burn, but he doesn't get away from the defensive line.
Yeah, great grab there.
That's
by
Potts.
The All Saints, number 9. Ethan Eisler with the hold on tackle around the hips and legs and just held on. Not much to gain there. Maybe a yard, if any.
That was Binkley Potts with the carry. You give him 1 on that?
If that.
Okay.
6:30 to go here in a game, I think. Unless that goalpost is hiding it.
Nope, it is just under 6:30 to go. We are halfway through this fourth quarter.
Third down and a long 4.
Great job on wiping that window down, Eddie.
Trying to. And taking her time here at the huddle. They might have to call a timeout here, Mikey.
Yeah, your best offense is a clean window.
This is where I really wouldn't want to call a timeout. You want that clock rolling.
Exactly. I agree with you on that.
We'll be right back. 14-6, third down and the long four for the Brown City Green Devils in All Saint territory. They lead 14-6 in the fourth. Welcome back. Timeout call by the Brown City Green Devils. 6:05 to go. Third down and five after they call the timeout. Well, third down and a long four. Ball is at the 35-yard line for Brown City.
Let's see if this timeout really makes a count for
in
that offense.
All Saints territory. Here we go.
Hand off to the big back. That's Breyer. He's going to be short of that first down.
He picked up maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, I needed five or four and a half.
Fourth down and a long 2 yards. Ball is at about the 33-yard line for the Brown City Green Devils, but the time is ticking away. 5:44 to go here. Fourth down and about a long two, as I said. All Saints have a couple timeouts, I know that, if not all three of them. 14-6, Brown City leads here in the fourth.
They took a timeout, and that's what they called?
Well, it was positive yards, Mikey.
It was, but it sets up a fourth and half to get it fourth. Fourth down and a couple. Cooper's under center. He's going to keep the ball himself. A couple lead blockers getting around the right corner. That's a good play call right there. First down.
And he slipped away from a big tackle also. Number three finally bringing him down as he's inside the 20. After the hit by Bay City All Saints, Charlie Warren. And a big run there from the 33. I think they're going to mark him down at the 21 now. For a gain of 12 yards on that play.
There you go. 12 big yards by the quarterback keep. He had something going, and he got a little bit more out of it.
Yeah, he broke one tackle on Wetters and kept going. That is now under 5 minutes to go in the game. Brown City leading 14-6. Picking up some big third and fourth down situations. Yeah. Brown City on their side.
Call him Butter. He is on a roll.
It's like Dan Campbell calling plays on the sideline here.
There you go. Fresh set of downs for the Green Devils offense. Going to go right up the middle again. Still on his feet, though, chugging along.
Number three wrapping him up with the carry there.
That's some hard charging for one or a half a yard.
I do believe that was Breyer Halbert.
Yep.
But not much to gain there. Maybe just a
half a yard or a quarter yard.
I think they're marking him back, so it didn't go anywhere.
So we'll give him zero.
Yeah, ball is at the 22-yard line. Number three with the wraparound tackle, Charlie Warren for the All Saints on that play.
Second down and 10. That clock, man, needs to keep up. Second down and 10 now. Ball's right at the 21-yard line. Brown City charging. Cooper's going to keep it as he faked the handoff. Spinning on that left side on his feet for a little bit more.
Positive yards, and he faked that handoff to Ryan Bickley-Potts to the left side and kept it with a kind of quick spin-around handoff, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Spins around and runs right over to the edge left side.
They're going to give him maybe three on that carry.
Yeah.
So Cooper working on his near 20th rushing attempt of the game.
The key thing is, when does All Saints start calling timeout? Just 3:13 to go here. Third down and about 7, according to the sideline judges. Gain of 3 by Cooper and the quarterback carry. Taking their time, getting back to the line.
All 3 timeouts for both teams.
They should have them. No, Brown City called 1.
Okay.
All Saints, I don't think, has called.
You're correct. Yep. Okay, fakes a handoff. Cooper rolling out to his right. Man in the end zone, just short, goes incomplete.
And that saves the All Saints some time.
It does.
Incomplete pass, intended to the right side.
They'd been right near that goal line, but it falls incomplete.
That was number 33 looking for the reception, Carden Hagee. And that brings up a fourth down in about 7 yards. The ball is inside the 20-yard line at about the 18-yard line. All Saints secondary defense has to do something tough here. The defensive line has to stop the run also. So, you know, Brown City pretty quick.
You're right.
Great protection up front. We'll see what happens here. What do you think? You hand it off to Halbert or Lawson Cooper?
Cooper's going to keep it out on the outside is what my call is. Fakes the handoff. No, he does. He rolls out for a pass, and it's double coverage. Goes incomplete.
It almost was slapped away by Jack Witters, but the ball went up, and number 25 kind of could have had it, but yeah. He fell on his back as that ball was tipped away. Nick DeBona could have brought it down, but turnover on downs, and All Saints have some life now. 2:41 to go here. We'll be right back. This could be the final series of offense. All right. All Saints throw up a pass. I believe it was completed.
Yep, it was. It looks like to Bo Williams.
Number two to the right side. They started off their 18. They're down with that 8-yard reception down to about the 26, 27-yard line. Throwing another pass incomplete again to Bo Williams to the left side this time. It brings up a third down and a long 1.5.
We are under 3 minutes to go, 2:32 to be exact in this game.
Brown City leading 14-6. This is possibly the last series of offense for the Bay City All Saints. No one has scored in the second half.
Wow, Eddie, after all the big plays in the second quarter, yeah, you said it. 14-6 was the halftime score. At the end of the fourth was 14-6 as well.
Shotgun position. They'll have a handoff. Over to the left side, Bo Williams. He'll be brought down and stopped. He'll bring up a quick fourth down now.
Oh, no. I think he got the first down. He needed a couple.
That's right. He needed what?
Two.
At least two. And they do move the chains, Mikey. So he just gets it across to about the 30-yard line. Big run there. But the clock runs as the chains are set with 2:21 to go here and counting. First and 10 at the 30.
The All Saints will spread them wide. Two receivers left, two to the right. Waters in the shotgun, and he does over to Bull Williams. Gives him a handoff, but he's brought down in the backfield. Tackle for loss.
See, I think there's a little bit of a trick play possible there.
It was.
Bull Williams was looking down the field for number four down the right sideline. He was looking for a pass, possibly. He has done this through the season from time to time, but he's brought down in bounds and a loss of yards of two, so it brings up second down and 12, ball at about the 28-yard line.
I was looking at just that same thing, Eddie. I said, he's looking downfield for a pass play, but he's got heavy pressure. And he just couldn't get away.
Man in motion. That's Williams to the right side with the snap to Wetters.
Wetters going to go to Williams, and it's going to go as a duck. So it got tipped somewhere along the way. Incomplete it goes.
Stops the clock, 1:27 to go here. Still conserving their timeouts in case they may try to get it back, but if they don't complete this,
it'll be over.
So it'll be third down and about a long 12.
I expect them to go back to the pass play again.
They're at the 28-yard line, their own.
They're only done 5 for 9 so far for 95 yards unofficially. That is the All Saints through the air.
We've seen them make big plays down the field. Shotgun position for Wetters.
Man in motion. Will be Williams coming back from right to left. That puts him in the left slot. And they're going to go down the sideline too far.
Yeah, that either is going to Bo Williams or number 43 down the left sideline. Incomplete. With 1:22 left in the game, brings up a fourth down and 12 at the All Saints own 28-yard line. What do you do, Mike?
This is the you sure don't punt, that's for sure.
You got to go for it, right?
You're going for it on a big fourth and 12. This is the ball game. They either make the first down or Brown City will kneel in victory formation. And hopefully the opposing coach doesn't call timeout at that point. Clock is at 1:22, fourth and 12. We're going to go for it. Waters is going to back to pass, and he's going to do a quick screen. A couple of lead blockers out in front. Is that Williams with the ball carrier? He's brought down well short of that first down.
And that's not going to be enough for turnover and downs. We'll be right back. Brown City ball. Touchdown, Brown City Green Devils on the first play as they took over. I can't remember where they had it at, Mikey. I think it was around the 30-something yard line, possibly.
Yeah, 33.
Is that where's that chain set up? About the 33, 34?
Yep.
Number 30, Briar Halbert, I believe?
Yep.
A toss, run to the right side, but I'm kind of curious if All Saints just let him score.
It sure looked like it, didn't it?
But you do that, it's a two-score lead. It's 20-0.
Yeah, they don't do that down on this level. That might be up in the pro level, but that's it.
Going for the two-point conversion, and they will be denied. But the touchdown, two-touchdown lead, it's 20-6. Brown City leads. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5. 32-yard TD run by Breyer Halbert, number 32-point run, no good. But two-touchdown lead here for the Brown City Green Devils, 1-0-3 to go in the game.
Whew. There you are, Eddie.
Just like that.
Just like that. I thought they were going to kneel down, but they ran for score. I don't know why. You could have just kneeled down.
I kind of just wondered if All Saints let them score, but no, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't want them scoring this level.
All right. So All Saints still will get the ball at about the 37-yard line, it looks like now.
They're going to be 1 second over 1 minute left in this game, so 61 seconds to go. I'm sure we're going to have some pass plays. In the shotgun is Wetters, and he looks over to his right, rolls out to his right. Quick pass.
I do believe it was caught.
That Bo Williams, yep,
yep,
on the
Bo
catch.
Bo Williams, looks like a 9-yard reception.
Yep, give him 9 yards on that pitch and catch. And there is everything. Williams is their go-to.
40 seconds to go. It's 20-6. 41-8, Ubley with the lead. Mayville leading Ashley 66-14. First final of the night for Mayville.
Back to pass again is Wetters, and he rolls out to his right, looking again down the far sideline, back across the middle of the field. Bounced off a player's head.
Flag. Who will the flag be on? He was looking at the ball.
Right.
Brown City wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were, but was it incidental contact? A flag comes flying in at the 20-yard line. We'll see what the play is here.
Probably not what was needed, I'll tell you that.
I know Bo Williams was looking in the air, looking for the pass, bumping into the Brown City Green Devil defender. So,
on the defense.
Oh, okay. Because you're not supposed to what? You have to tackle down below, at least the waist, and not around the arm, shoulder area. So I think that's probably why.
Illegal contact or holding.
Kind of give you a little bit of space, but not enough space. Nope. So that ball will move downfield. The ball, clock will stop at 24 seconds to go on the clock left here for All Saints. It maybe get a score, but with that much time here, the way the Brown City Green Devils have been able to just take the knees and
that penalty moved them into Green Devil territory. The ball sits now at the 40. First and 10 for the All Saints. Last gasp with 24 seconds to go in this game. They're down by two scores. Wetters to the far sideline. In right. Nice pitch and catch. In stride. That's the word I'm looking for, Eddie.
I think that was Bo Williams. And they'll call the first timeout quickly there. As we come back here, All Saints with 15 seconds to go, down 20-6, but trying to make it a little bit respectable here as we come back. Getting the snap. Wetters looking it up, down from the 14-yard line, and stopped at the one.
Ball went on the ground, though.
And Brown City looks like they have recovered after being pushed, but did they call the whistle before at the one-yard line? We'll see what the officials say.
No, they don't. Green Devils with the ball, 5 seconds to go.
So that was complete, but 5 seconds ago was complete around the one and pushed back. The officials are conversing and say, did you call the whistle and say he was stopped at the one before progress? And they're going to say no. Brown City recovered as the ball popped out.
Did you see who the receiver was on that? Was that 4 or 13?
I think it was number 4.
Yeah, it did look like Robbie Ballard.
So I think they're going to give it to Brown City, yes, because that ball is going to be placed around the 8-yard line. So the ball popped out. Brown City falls on it after the hit.
That was a 13-yard completion to the 1-yard line.
It was pushed back, and I don't. If you're pushed back, that means you're down and stopped. But I guess the officials are just going to call it off there, 20-6, and they're going to take
formation.
The knee. Yep, victory formation, Mikey, and Brown City will win to go undefeated in the regular season at 9-0. All Saints worth a second loss. What a battle between these two teams defensively. But Brown City had just enough more offense against this very tough Bay City All-Saint Cougar team. And bragging rights for the NCTL unofficially championship for the conference goes to Brown City Green Devils.
Unofficial conference championship.
20-6, your final score. Brown City over the All-Saints. Great game here tonight. Here we'll be right back with our post-game report. Hear that siren in the band celebrating as the Brown City Green Devils come out of their prayer huddle there on the field and running off the field celebrating with the student section as they win this game 20-6 in a battle against the Bay City All Saints. And it came down to that final touchdown with about a minute left, 32-yard by number 30, Briar Halberts. The pull away,
so
as All Saints went down to the one, but they fumbled it away.
They fumbled away from the one. So they got to the one-yard line on that pass play,
yep.
Fumbled away. At the end of the first half, they got down to the one-yard line and a goal line stop by Brown.
4 seconds left on that clock, too.
4 seconds to go for Brown City on that goal line stop. So those were the differences, those two goal line stands.
I'm kind of curious if you maybe got a quick pass, but that's hard to say with three seconds. You know, maybe 3 seconds would have gone off quick there and have 1 second try. But, yeah, what do I know?
So doing some quick research history, this is Brown City's undefeated regular season, the first time since 1992.
Yeah.
That year they went 9-1 undefeated the regular season. 1987, they went 9-0. Didn't even go to the playoffs in 87 with a 9-0
record.
That's
right. They didn't. They ignored thumb teams back then.
Back then they did. 1985, they went 10-1. And 1981, when I was a two-year-old little boy, they went 9-1.
So you were two?
Yep, I was two. Oh. I was born in 79. Yeah. So there's a couple of those look-backs, those perfect regular seasons for Brown City. I'll do some stats. Final game stats.
We will start off with the Bay City All Saints.
Thank
first.
You. 27 rush attempts, 62 yards on the ground. Leading rusher will be Wetters, the quarterback. 18 carries for 19 yards. He had a lot of negative and zero gains. So that's what come out at 18 carries for 19 yards. Bo Williams, 8 carries for 35 yards. And in the passing game, it came alive in that second half. 9 completions out of 16 attempted for 148 yards through the air. Bo Williams, the leading reception getter, 5 catches, 49 yards, gives him 9.8 average. Second leading guy would have been number 4. What was his name again?
Number 4?
Robbie Ballard.
Yeah.
3 catches, 65 yards, a 21.67 average. Really nice there.
I do believe he's the one that got him that down to that 1 yard line.
Yes, he did.
In the first end of the first half there. So
27 carries for 62 yards on the ground, 148 through the air.
So unofficially, 148 yards passing, 62 yards rushing, but they had a loss of 17, 19,
a lot.
23, and at least 41 yards lost on rushing plays.
That'd be unofficially 210 yards
tackle
total.
Tackle for loss, right?
Yep.
TFLs.
Tackle for losses.
Which
exactly.
I love that on our defense in fantasy football, by the way.
Yeah, extra point here. That's why I set them up that way. I'm the commissioner. Okay. Most of them are usually a sack and an interception.
They had a fumble, which led to a touchdown by Brown City in the first half, and they also had an interception.
Yep, on his 6th pass attempt, he threw an interception. That is Jack Wetters, just a sophomore quarterback. We talked about how young they are.
Yeah.
So, again, that was 210 unofficially, 62 on the ground, 148 through the air. For Bay City All Saints.
And All Saints scored first, Mikey.
They did.
Was number 12, Jack Wetters, with the 4-yard TD run and 2-point pass was no good. They led 6-0 at the 10, near the 10-minute mark there in the, I do believe, was it in the second? Yeah, because it was 0-0 at the end of the first before Brown City got on the board to tie it up 7:54 mark in the second quarter. Got another score also in the second quarter. A Briar Halbert 7-yard TD run. Lawson Cooper, the 2-point run in the second quarter with 3:20 to go, making it 14-6. Lawson Cooper had the other touchdown, but a 2-yard TD run and a 2-point run was no good. And then Briar Halbert with that long 7-yard. Was it 7 yards?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. 32 yards, actually.
The last one.
Yeah,
the last
touchdown.
Okay.
Those are your scoring plays right there.
I was going to go over them, but you got them in, Eddie.
So, it's good that we have it on our Twitter here, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we always want to keep it on our stats. So those are the stats. Total yardage for offensively for...
Unofficially 210 for Bay City.
For the Bay City All Saints. Okay, when we come back, we'll have our unofficial yardage for the Brown City Green Devils. They win 20-6 to go undefeated. 9-0 heading into the playoffs for sure in eight-player football. And also, they are the North Central Thumb League Stars Division Champions. As they win over the North Central Thumb League Stripes Division Champions, Bay City All Saints 20-6. We'll be right back with more post-game report. Welcome back. Post-game report continues. We talk about the Brown City Green Devil offense now. They win 20-6 over the Bay City All Saints, a move 9-0 overall, and for sure had that playoff spot.
for Brown City. They had 43 carries, 165 yards on the ground. Leading rusher will be Cooper, the quarterback. 18 rushes for 111 yards gives him a 6.17 average. There are some negatives in there, too, and some zeros. Yeah, so
they had, what, 6 tackles for loss. So, I mean, they lost yards.
Yep, on the tackle for loss or sacks. Second leading rusher will be number 30. Where is he? Briar Halbert. He has a touchdown and 32 yards on 15 carries. A couple negatives in there, too. Both defenses were stout tonight, so both teams having the negative plays, the interceptions. Ethan Worrell with a fumble recovery. Through the air, Cooper was 4 of 11 for 57 yards. His last five attempts was an interception and four straight incompletes. So 4 completed out of 11 attempted, 57 through the air. Leading pass catcher was 23, Connor Vandenberg. 3 catches, 52 yards. That gives him a 17.33 average. So here you are for the final numbers. 43 carries, 165 yards on the ground. 4 completions for 57 yards. It gives me my quick math of 222 yards. That is close.
Our unofficial stat
unofficially,
report.
222 yards offense for Brown City, 210 yards offense for Bay City All Saints. That close. The scoreboard reflected it. Coming down and looking at some teams that are jotted down for you, Eddie.
Yeah.
Brown City, Kingston, Mayville, Deckerville, Bay City All Saints, and Akron Fairgrove with pretty good shots to get in the playoffs.
They were all looking at, yeah, because I think there's a cutoff around to 20. Like only 40 teams get in for eight-player football.
So.
I believe. Don't quote me on it. So, yeah. Brown City's definitely in, obviously. All Saints looks like they're in.
They should.
And those teams that you just mentioned. So, we'll see. Sunday selection show is coming up.
Is that on Bally Sports still?
Yes. 6 o'clock this coming Sunday.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, there you go. Mikey Smith gave it a 165 yards rushing, 57 yards passing for the Brown City Green Devils on offense, 2 touchdowns by Lawson Cooper.
Can we give those scoring plays again?
Eh, it's up to you.
Yeah, in the second quarter at the 10:29 mark, a 4-yard touchdown run by the All Saints. 2 points was no good, 6-0 lead early on. Brown City got on the board at the 7:54 mark in the second quarter. A Cooper 2-yard touchdown run, 2 point no good, 6-6, so all tied up at that point. Right before halftime at the 3:20 mark, Brown City on the board for some more. Cooper with the 2-point. Halbert with the 7-yard touchdown run. 14-6, the home team up by 1 score. And then all the way late in the 1:03 mark of the fourth quarter, a 32-yard touchdown run. So that's 2 touchdown runs
and that was
by
good,
Breyer.
And that was good insurance because we saw the All Saints get down the 1-yard line, but then they fumbled it away,
yes,
according to the officials. I thought he was stopped at the 1-yard line for progress, but...
That last touchdown, the 2-point, was no good, though. That made a final score 20-6. There you go. 20 for Brown City, 6 for Bay City.
Thank you, Mikey Smith. We'll be right back to wrap things up. All right, again, final score. Brown City with the win, 20-6 over the Bay City All Saints to move to 9-0 in the regular season. Undefeated during the regular season. Now they look ahead to the playoffs. Last year they went to the state semifinals. What can they do this year? You're going to have to find out what happens with our coverage also. We'll decide where... Week 1 coverage we'll have. We covered a lot of great teams this year. We know Croswell was in our coverage area. Marlette, Sandusky probably making the playoffs also.
We got options.
Yeah, a lot of options. Bay City All Saints, Deckerville in there.
So there's 7 districts in the county coverage area.
Yep.
And that means that there's 5 in playoffs probably.
We've got a lot of teams.
Carsonville not making it and...
Right.
Who's the other one that didn't make
Mayville
it?
Mayville might make it, but they're outside of our Santa County coverage area. But we cover and talk all about the games and recaps in Week 9. We'll be all talked about, and who made it into the playoffs will be all brought up on Monday Sportsline. Monday Thumb Sportsline. Tune in for that on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I'll have a replay of this game posted by the end of the night. Brown City wins 20-6 over the Bay City Hall of St. Cougars and Mikey Smith.
Again, shout out and thank you to the Burtons and the Electric Department here in Brown City for hosting us in this Week 9 action.
Tony and C.D. Burton and to the Brown City High School staff as we continue and get ready for playoffs.
Oh, it's playoffs. I can't wait. My favorite time of the year, Eddie.
Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports and WBGV 92.5 FM. A shout out to the staff at St. Lake Broadcasting on WBGV 92.5 FM for high school football.